What's up, street dogs, street country vlogs? It's some more Apple dogs.
All right, Eric in the house. Ever evolved. So, good job, Apples. Apples on Washington. I've been noticing y'all have been switching up the photographs and the murals. My personal thought is I never want to see the same picture twice. I think we easily tire of the same, and I mean, there's nothing bad with repetition, but I think one of the critiques about repetition is, I recognize a lot of these photos. Switch it up, guys, switch it up. You probably have like 10 quadrillion photos that you could put in. Switch it up. I never want to see the same photo twice. So that's why nobody likes reruns and stuff like that. So ChatGPT, DALL-E 3 is such a game changer. Facebook, Instagram, Meta is screwed because if I could create all the images myself, what do I need to go on social media for? And it does look like low-key, like a lot of guys I know, bachelor, single men, like 90% on Instagrams, they're just like checking out these like babes at the beach, right? With these fitness influencer babes, which is like, I mean, I'm kind of always curious, it's like, at what point is it like social media becomes this kind of like, sounds bad, right? But like a prostitution of your image, showing off all your body parts or whatever. I mean, once again, it's a double standard because I do it, whatevs. But essentially what I mean to say is like, all right, so for example, I don't know, download Bing or the official ChatGPT app, upgrade to the $20 a month paid subscription, open up DALL-E 3, the image generation tool, and check this out. Type in, help me visualize a beautiful Korean trophy wife at the beach or in the Bahamas or something, right? And then it'll give me an image, right? And then just keep going back at it and be like, more beautiful, more beautiful, more beautiful, more beautiful, more beautiful, more fit, more healthy, whatevs, right? Full body shot, I don't know, at the different scenes, right? At the pool. And some of these images it produces, I'm like, what? Like, obviously it's like, we know it's fake, but then the proportions, the look of the eyebrows, the eyes, the nose, the lips, the clavicle, even the bust that it often makes and the size of the, or the proportion of the waist, it actually looks like pretty convincing. I'm like, whoa, this fake AI image like of this woman actually looks very, very beautiful. But ultimately we're still gonna prefer real life human beings, because I've discovered that with AI, right? And you try to make these like pretty ladies on AI, ChatGPT, DALL-E 3, there's this something called this uncanny valley where you keep pushing it, and then the features actually become really grotesque. Like even the women, this fake Korean supermodel babes, right? Or Japanese, whatever you're into, right? The faces actually become like super like, they almost look like cartoony cat. It looks like, you know, like there's like women back in the 90s who did way too much Botox and lip plumping surgery, and now they're older in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and they all kind of look like a grotesque cat woman kind of thing. Kind of those kind of vibes too. Even a funny thing too is like, just put into DALL-E, right? DALL-E 3. Design me, or help me visualize an insanely muscular Spartan hoplite, and then just keep going back and say, more muscular, more muscular, more muscular, more muscular, more muscular, more muscular, and then just kind of see what happens. Because there's a point where too muscular is actually grotesque, even for my taste, right? Or the bicep is like five times the size of the head. This is why nobody wants to look like the Incredible Hulk. The proportion not good. Shout out to my friend Soren Zane. He told me about this notion of the Adonis ratio. Is this like, it's better to look like a Brad Pitt from Fight Club, but obviously be more musculars, like the Eric Kim aesthetic, than to be kind of this like steroided out, juiced out dude on stage in any sort of modern day bodybuilding competitions. And the reason why I don't trust no modern day bodybuilders, I mean, like, I think it's just male talk for us guys, right? Ultimately, I think what we want, or people desire, is they want to like increase your like libido, your sexual libido, your energy, whatevs. And on the contrary, you know, looking at PR0N or, you know, opening up Google Incognito late at night or turning on your VPN while on Pirate Bay, I don't think it's actually, it might lower your testosterone. This is my theory, right? And then even in East Asian cultures, do you know how the kings would think that you could get free, you get immortality, is essentially have coitus with as many beautiful virgin women as possible, but the nuance is you're never allowed to blow your load, because the second you blow your load, what, you lose your yin or your yang or one of those things, and too much the woman has the yin, the man has the yang, I forget what the order is, but essentially it makes sense, right? Like if you're about to deadlift 1,000 pounds, you're probably not going to rub one out real quick in the bathroom before doing it. So yeah, consider conserving your spunk. I call this the EK nofap challenge, right? Just go a year or two without fapping anymore, or just quit it. I mean, no moralistic bad thing about it, but if you want more energy, hype, and test, maybe it's a good idea. And then, you know, it's whatever. And then ultimately, I think more people should have kids too. Spend more time in the sun, lift heavy weights, off the grid workouts. You could just buy I mean, if you're on a budget or it's like limited things like that. Hey, good morning. Hello, cutie pie. Yeah, I would say Titan.fitness. I think it's like a me in China. They essentially just copy all the rogue designs, free shipping based out of California. It comes really quickly too. Or if you want the better stuffs, Texas Power Bars, or you get stuff from roguefitness.com. And just start working out outside, off the grid, in the backyard. Just watch my GoPro POV videos. POV is the futures. So I think with evolution, indulge all of your creative interests. Don't pigeonhole yourself into one small thing. I think the bad biases in today's society, we want to make ourselves easily decipherable, understandable, blah, blahs. But in fact, the best way to thrive as an artist, as a thinker, is to just be it all. Like even back in the day, like think Leonardo da Vinci, or more recently a Voltaire. You know, like Voltaire, he wrote poetry, he directed plays, he wrote philosophical essays, etc. Leonardo da Vinci, right? Like nowadays we just pigeonhole him as painter, right? Because everyone likes the Mona Lisa. But he was an inventor, a scientist, created war machines, a thinker, etc. Into like kind of these like Euclidean Illuminati-esque geometric shapes, blah blahs. And so yeah, I think my suggestion at the end of the day is become a full stack creative, a full stack thinker. And the best way to define yourself, don't define yourself.